mind, dear Lord, you are always transcendentally situated on the other side of the river of death. But because the reactions of our own activities, we are suffering on this side. Indeed, we have fallen into this river and are repeatedly suffering the pains of birth and death and eating terrible things. Now, kindly look upon us, not only upon me, but also upon all others who are suffering, and by your causeless mercy and compassion, deliver us and maintain us. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj, a pure Vaishnava, prays to the Lord not only for himself, but for all others, suffering living entities. There are two classes of Vaishnavas, the Bhajanandis and Gushtyanandis. The Bhajanandis worship the Lord only for their own personal benefit. But the Gushtyanandis try to elevate all others to Krishna consciousness so that they may be saved. Fools who cannot perceive repeated birth and death and the other miseries of materialistic life cannot be sure of what will happen to them in their next birth. Indeed, these foolish, materially contaminated rascals have manufactured an irresponsible way of life that doesn't consider the next life. They do not know that according to one's own activities, one receives a body selected from 84 lakhs of species. These rascals have been described in Bhagavad Gita, Duskruti no Mudha. Non-devotees, those who are not Krishna conscious, must engage in sinful activities. And therefore they are mudhas, fools and rascals. They are such fools that they do not know what will happen to them in their next life. Although they see varieties of living creatures eating abominable things, pigs eating stool, crocodiles eating all kinds of flesh and so on, they do not realize that they themselves, because of their practice of eating all kinds of nonsense in this life, will be destined to eat the most abominable things in their next life. A Vaishnava is always afraid of such an abominable life, and to free himself from such horrible conditions, he engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord. The Lord is compassionate to them, and therefore he appears for their benefit. Jadajadai dharmasya glanir bhavati bhārupo avyutthānunga dharmasya tadātmānu sujāmyam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself, Bhagavad Gita. The Lord is always ready to help the fallen souls, but because they are fools and rascals, they do not take to Krishna consciousness and abide by instructions of Krishna. Therefore, although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally the Supreme Lord Krishna, he comes as a devotee to preach the Krishna consciousness movement. One must therefore become a sincere servant of Krishna. Amaragyan Guru Haya Taro Ides. One should become a guru and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world simply by preaching the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Evam swakarma patitam bhavavaitaranyam anyanya janamam maranasana bhita bhitam pasyan janam sopara vigraha vairamaitram hanteti paracara pitruhi mura madhya. Sri Prahlad Maharaj gives a very, very conclusive statement. Prahlad Maharaj is a first-class devotee, great Vaishnava. So he is always thinking of the suffering of the fallen souls here in this material world. Vaishnava sada paradukhya dukhi. One who is a Vaishnava is always feels compassion for the suffering humanity. His heart bleeds for it. One who is not a Vaishnava, he is never. He doesn't think of it, never thinks of it. Rather, he gets pleasure by the suffering of the others. So, in both Gita, they have been said as mudas, rascals. Here, Prahlad Maharaj, offering prayers to Lord Nrsingdev, says that he is always transcendentally situated on the other side of the river of death. That river of death is known as Vaitarani, which lies in the front of the doorway of Jamaraj. But these fallen souls, those who are in this material world, they are on the other side of that Vaitarani river. And they are suffering due to the reactions of their own activities. Prahlad Maharaj says, we have fallen into this river and we are repeatedly suffering the pains of birth and death, and eating horrible things. Now he prays to the Supreme Lord to look upon such suffering humanity. He is not praying for his own self, for his own deliverance. He is praying for all. He says, now kindly look upon us, not only upon me, but also upon all others who are suffering. And by your causeless mercy and compassion, deliver us and maintain us. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava. Our revered spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, says there are two classes of Vaishnavas, Gosthyanandi and Bhajanandi. He says, these Bhajanandis worship the Lord only for their own personal benefit. But the Gosthyanandis, they try to elevate all others to Krishna consciousness so that they may be saved. Gosthyanandis come to this material world to elevate all the suffering population here to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they may be saved. If someone can inculcate Krishna consciousness into the heart of a conditioned soul, it has a great benefit to them. That's the most welfare activity. The most welfare activity. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj says, if a Vaishnava can deliver one conditioned soul from this prison house of Durga Devi. This material world is the prison house of Durga Devi. That is the most welfare activity. By opening hundreds and thousands of hospitals or schools or colleges that impart mundane education, to deliver one conditioned soul from this prison house of Durga Devi. But such fools and rascals, those who are non-devotees, those who are always engaged in sinful activity, those who develop this body consciousness, the heart buddhi, they cannot understand it. They cannot understand the activity of a Vaishnava. Vaishnava Kriyamudra Vijnana Bujhava, it has been said. However, a learned or wise, and maybe in this material world, he cannot understand the activity of a Vaishnava, what he is doing, how he is always trying to elevate all the suffering souls here to the Krishna consciousness. And that is the only welfare activity. One may say, these rascals, these materially conditioned, so-called leaders, what does that say? Political leaders, they say that to make arrangement of food for a poor or for the poor and make arrangement of treatment, medical facilities for the diseased persons and make arrangement of this material education, to impart this material education to one and all here, to all illiterate persons, is the pious activity or is only welfare activity, they say. But in our Vaishnava philosophy, this is not welfare activity at all. We may say, this is auspicious activity, punya karma, pious activity, not auspicious, pious activity. This is punya karma. But this is not real welfare activity. All right, one may think of very seriously. One is suffering here for want of food. Bhubhukshu, he needs food, he cannot get food. You open free kitchen service for them to supply food. All right. How many days can you supply? Say, you supply for their whole life, that's all right. Feed them. The next life, what will happen? Will he be delivered from this suffering material existence? He'll be again born here. We'll take one of the bodies of 84 lakhs of species. Again you'll suffer for want of food. Then how do you help him? But if you can inculcate Krishna consciousness unto him, he will be delivered from this material existence, miserable existence. He will be elevated to the spiritual world, but there is no suffering at all. Sajidananda Mohar, which is all eternal, full of knowledge and full of pleasure, pleasurable situation, no suffering at all. One who does this activity, what sort of welfare activity he is doing, what you are doing. But these fools and rascals, they cannot understand this. Rather, they blaspheme so-called Vaishnavas. These Vaishnavas are doing nothing. These are parasites. They are all depending upon others. Opening mathas, only sitting and eating and sleeping, not doing anything. This is all. Work, work, work! Go and work for the suffering of man. These fools and rascals can't understand who is really thinking of seriously for the deliverance of the suffering of man. They cannot understand. The Vaishnava is really thinking seriously and is doing real service. Then inculcating Krishna consciousness into the suffering people. He travels throughout the world and preaches Krishna consciousness. So, this is real welfare activity. If we just assemble together, the whole, the people of the whole world, and take a vote, we'll put boxes, that one box for this creative activity, one box for this pious activity, and one box for devotional service, bhakti. Take vote. What are the results? We'll see. Out of 199 votes will be cast on these pious activities. Maybe one vote will be given to devotional service. Isn't it? Do you agree? And if it is bhakti, we say, it is not pure bhakti, it's karma mishra bhakti. Do you understand karma mishra bhakti? Bhakti through creative activity, like demigods do. We'll do some bhakti and get in return some enjoyment. That one vote will be cast on that side, not pure bhakti. You understand? So this is the case here, condition here, in this material world. Who is speaking of pure bhakti? And how many are following this principle of pure bhakti in their life? So, these fools and rascals say that these Vaishnavas, they are parasites, only depending on others, not doing anything. But Srimad Mahaprabhu says, କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭକ୍ତିର ବାଧକ ଯତ ଶୁଭାଶୁଭ କର୍ମ ସେ ଏକ ଜୀବେର ଜ୍ଞାନତମ ଧର୍ମ। ज्ञान वैराग्य आदि भक्तिर कौन अंग अहिंसा जम नियम आदि बोले कृष्ण भक्त सुन महाप्रभु सेज ऑल दिस पायस एक्टिविटीज आर डेट्रिमेंटल टू कृष्ण भक्ति। This is a jnanatama dharma of living entity. Those who are in a jnana, no sense, they do it. This may be pious activity or some idealism, maybe, but not at all. Rather, all these are detrimental to devotional service. If someone comes directly to this path of devotional service, automatically all jnana, renunciation, vairagya, all these good qualities manifesting. Jasyasti bhaktir भगवती किंचना सर्वे गुणस्तत्र सुनास्ति सूर परावर्तस्य तुतो महत्गुणाम नृत्यनाशति धावतहि। भागवत सेज दिस थिंग। अकिंचन भक्तो निष्किंचन भक्तो ये कंप्लीटली सरेंडर सोल विज दीन अकिंचन ही इज मोस्ट फेमस पर्सन and all good qualities automatically manifest in his person, those who are in this supreme love. Rava bhaktasya kuta mahatguna manarthyanasati dhavata bahi. But those non-devotees, those are not devotees of Lord Hari, however great they may be, in this material world like Ravan, like Kansha, like Hiranyakya, Hiranyakaship, so many great, so conquered three worlds. But what good qualities have they? Nothing. No good qualities. Only they are mental speculators. Just speculating, do this and this. That Ravan, great demon Ravan, was making a plan to build a staircase from this world to the heavenly planet, and just telling all the inhabitants of Lankapur, don't be afraid, don't bother, I'll make a staircase to the heavenly planet, you all go there and enjoy it. Can he do it? It's finished with Rambam, arrow of Lord Ram, finished, chalo. Understand? दैव हतार्थ रचना ऋषय देवा जिसम प्रसंग विमुखा यह संसार दैव द लॉर्ड इज डिस्ट्रॉइंग ऑल देयर प्लांट्स एंड प्रोजेक्ट दे आर जस्ट डेड ड्रीम डू दैट विल डू दैट अंडरस्टैंड will do, will do, will do, in future tense, not in present tense. So, our revered spiritual masters in Prabhupada, these reforms and rascals are thus saying, will do, will do, will do, in future, which is uncertain. Next day, what will happen? You, the next day you don't know. What shall you do? Do it now. Therefore, there is good saying. Forget the past. You understand? Don't depend on future. It is uncertain. Act in the living present. Why say, do, 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 you rascal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this thing. Kamatyaji Krishna Bhade Sastragyamani Deva Rusi Pitru Dige Kobunoyaru. Vidhi Dharma Charibaje Krishna Charana Nishiddha Papachar Tar Kobunoyaru. অজ্ঞানে বা হয় যদি পাপ উপস্থিত কৃষ্ণ তারে শুদ্ধ করে না করায় প্রায়শ্চিত চৈতন্য দান্ত মধ্য লীলা কাম ত্যজে কৃষ্ণ ভোজে শাস্ত্র আজ্ঞা মানি অ্যাবাইডিং বাই ডিরেকশনস ইনস্ট্রাকশনস গিভেন ইন বেদিক স্ক্রিপচার শাস্ত্র ইফ সামওয়ান ওরশিপস কৃষ্ণ অর ডু কৃষ্ণ ভজন giving up all material desires, he is free from all debts. Debts of demigods, debts of rishis, debts of forefathers, no debts, free. This is the very easy way and one way, safe way, to free oneself from all such debts. Otherwise you are always indebted. Cannot pay back. Vidhi dharma chhari bhaje krishner charan nishiddha papachar tar kobunoyaru. You do krishna bhajan, completely surrender yourself at the lotus feet of krishna. Do you understand? And when someone can develop this krishna prem, love of Krishna, he is situated on the topmost sphere of transcendental position. At that stage there is no question of observing all these vidhis. You understand? Vaidhi, we have three stages of bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti, then bhava-bhakti, then prema-bhakti. Initial stage, beginning stage, one must follow the rules and regulations, vidhi, Vedic principles. Thereby heart will be cleansed of all material darts. Then bhava will come up. Bhava will be matured, then prema will come up. When attains that prema stage, so, no question of observing vidhis. Automatically. Not consciously one can do. It's automatically. It will happen. No question of sinful activity will arise. His mind is so cleansed, so transcendentally elevated he is, right? No thought of sinful activity will enter into his mind, because his mind is always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Where is the scope for thinking of sinful activity? You see. Ajnane va hoy jodi paap upasthit Krishna tare shuddha kore na karaye prayasa. Supposing consciously, not consciously, unconsciously that person does some paap, Krishna is so kind that he makes him pure. You understand? He will never do any sort of atonement for it, for this power. Because Krishna is there in the heart. He knows the heart. He knows that this person is a great devotee. There is no tinge of the sinful activity in him, thinking of sinful activity in him. He is always thinking of him, but unconsciously this has been done. So he just excuses him. You understand? He excuses, Krishna excuses him. And he should not do any atonement, sort of atonement. Money. Examples are there before us. Take the example of Billo Mangal. Do you understand? In the beginning, Billo Mangal was a great sinful person who was very much attached to a prostitute named Chintamani Vaishya, isn't it? But when that Vaishya prostitute gave a good lesson to him, he turned into Krishna consciousness. He turned his face towards Krishna consciousness. You understand? Vaishya taught him a very good lesson. So from that day, he became a great devotee. But he had that habit of sinful activity because he was too much attached to a prostitute. So he was going, he became sadhu, singing the glory of the Lord. He started to go to Vrindavan. On the way, he saw a maiden, beautiful young girl, housewife, was taking bath in a pond. So he stood up there. His eye fell on her. He stood up there, looked at her. So that girl, the young housewife, saw that a sadhu, he had already had put on the grace of a sadhu. One sadhu was standing and watching, looking at me. But so he immediately finished her bath and went to her house. And he followed. Billo Mangal followed her and reached at the doorstep of the house. So that all five went to his husband and told his sadhu, just followed me, just watched me, did such and such thing, and now he is there at our doorstep. Then her husband said, all right, if he is a sadhu, sadhu means a great devotee. And Shastra says, if someone can serve a sadhu, satisfy a sadhu, then Krishna will be satisfied. You get mercy of Krishna, all right, you go to him. Pay your obeisances, as sadhu. What service may I render to you? Please tell me, I am prepared to do. Go and tell. Then the permission of her husband, that wife went there, you understand?
Yes.
And told the same thing. As soon as she told the same thing, change came. Billo Mangal thought of, oh, what is that? Oh, these eyes, wicked eyes. These eyes put me in such a condition. Oh, what nasty things, abominable things have now come up into me. Immediately took up two thumbs and just blinded himself, just two thumbs into his eyes and became blind. You see? Because in the heart there is no thought of sinful like this. It's already gone. As example is given, this fan is moving, electric fan, current is passing, switch is on. Just make the switch off. So no current is passing. But immediately it doesn't stop. It will move for some time, but slower and slower, at last stops. But no, here, switch is already off. No further moving. Similarly, switch is off now. Switch is on towards Krishna now. The switch of sinful activity is off now. But that force is there. So it may sometimes happen like that. But be safe. Switch is off. No further moving. Do you understand? One cannot. Trust his eyes. Thumbs and be blinded. If he is not fully Krishna conscious. Do you understand? So Krishna excuses him. Because he has no such intention. It's unconsciously done his action. Ajnana bhava jati papa bhusti. Krishna tarek suddha kori na kori prasti. You understand? This is unconsciously, not consciously. So Krishna excuses him. No question of atonement. You understand? So Krishna came personally. Oh, Sahaja, are you going? Now he is blind. How can he go? Vrindavan. The Krishna came personally. All right. You'll go to Vrindavan. All right, I am going. Just take hold of, catch hold of this stick. Just come with me. So Krishna took him to Vrindavan. How Krishna came? He is a simple person. You understand? That is that. Yes. Hmm. Ajnana vah yadi papa postu krishna tar shuddha kare na kare prasya no question about all. Krishna knows the heart. You understand? So these rascals and fools, they cannot understand it. Hmm. What is a Vaishnava and what is Vaishnava activity? Hmm. So here Prabhupada says these things, and Prahlad Maharaj prays to the Lord to deliver one and all of the suffering humanity here, not for himself, his wife. That is Vaishnava, Parama key. That is Gosthyanandi. Therefore, Gosthyanandi comes to this material world to this way. Society, human society, and preach Krishna consciousness. Now those who are bhajanandis, they live the society, live in the jungle, where there are no men there, no human beings, solitary place, doing their own bhajan. So vimukti kama. Prahlad Maharaj also said this. So, vimukti kama. They are only thinking of their own deliverance, not thinking of the deliverance of the others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, I want to leave this material world till I cannot deliver all this love. I'll stay here. When Nrsimhadeva offered him bone, alight. You ask for me bone, I'll give you. You want deliverance? Immediately. No, I don't want deliverance. Oh, these people are suffering. How can I live them? He's such a Vaishnava. Milk. Just observing very strictly the principles of celibacy, brahmachari, but no bhakta. No bhakta. You understand? Bhakti is a different thing. And Srimad Mahaprabhu has said this thing. When Srimad Mahaprabhu was manifesting, was doing Sankirtan in Srivasangam, you understand? At that time, once such a Brahman, very strict brahmachari, only drinks milk, nothing. Doing no sinful activity. All people know it. So he requested Srivastava Pandit to keep him inside his house to see Sankirtan, dancing, Kirtan of Srimad Mahaprabhu. Srivastava Pandit thought of all that. This is a very pious person. No sin, sinless person, strict brahmachari, only drinks milk. If I may keep it in my house, no harm. Thinking like that, he kept it. But told him, you just hide yourself here. Don't come out. You just eat there, himself there. Mahaprabhu came, started Sankirtan with the devotees. At the same time, is there anybody here in this house area? A non-devotee? Why? I cannot get bhava in my kirtan. Mahaprabhu knows everything. Then Srivas Pandit says, what? Get out, get him out immediately, get him out, get him. If someone only will drink milk, will he become devotee and gets this, acquires this qualification to see my Sankirtan. Get him out, get him out. Bhakti is something different. It is in the heart. Not a fact that is only outward, it is inward. You understand? That much. Yes?
This is a story of the Mangala Kapila.
I've
heard it many times over the last few years. I was wondering, would we classify a devotee in the same way if, say, he was in a similar situation and he actually fell down with the woman? Would that same forgiveness or excusing from Krishna be there?
Oh?
If Guru Mangala Thakur had actually fallen down with the woman,
yes.
Would we still say the same thing?
I told that thing. He was very much attached to that prostitute, Chintamani Vesya. But when Chintamani Vesya taught him a good lesson, so he immediately turned his face towards Krishna. He became pure sattva.
What if he, after following that woman to her house, the husband said to come back, and he had said, yes, I would like to take your association. Then there was some illicit activity. Then could we say he is still excused by Krishna?
He is excused by Krishna. How could Krishna just took him to Vrindavan?
If there was some other devotee, in a similar situation, but rather he had fallen down with a woman, not just said, oh no, fuck the eyes. If he said, yes, so, I will take your association.
No, if he can blind himself, that's the test.
So if he takes the association of a woman, then we can't use that upper chest?
No, no, one cannot imitate him. It's a question of imitation. How could he blind himself? Because there is nothing in the thought of sinful activity, tinge of sin in his heart is completely purified. So he could blind himself. Nobody can do it. That Krishna knows the heart. So he is excused. You understand? Nobody should do it. Immediately. No question of immediately. Very difficult.
So if a devotee has fallen down from the principles of Krishna consciousness,
yes,
and we can't say that there is no atonement for him, he is still, he has to perform some atonement?
Yeah, he has to perform atonement. Atonement means that some say, cite this example I have heard because of this falling of the soul. Guru Sannyas is in his stone. Yeah, we have heard all these things. But that is the thing. Can they blind themselves? Not to see Maya again? Let them be blinded. That's all. And Krishna knows whether it is done consciously or unconsciously. That is the thing. These people are doing consciously and reputably. Krishna will never experience that. You see? So, one cannot imitate. No question of imitation. The question of pure bhava. Krishna is there and Krishna knows everything, Krishna sees everything. The Krishna will excuse if he is pure in his heart. You understand? But why Krishna cannot excuse them? Because they are not pure at all. They do it consciously, not in consciously. Repeatedly.
And Dhruva Mandala Thakur didn't actually do anything?
No.
Superficially?
Yes. That's it. There's no question of imitation at all. You understand?